For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Remembering Senator John McCain, the Arizona Senator's office reports he passed away at age 81. Political friends and foes have been praising McCain's achievements and character since yesterday's announcement that he told doctors to stop his treatments for brain cancer. McCain was born to be a military man as the son and grandson of four-star admirals.
I was raised in the concept and belief that duty, honor, country.
His wife, Cindy McCain, tweets, "My heart is broken. I am so lucky to have lived the adventure of loving this incredible man for 38 years. President Trump tweeted, "My deepest sympathies and respect go out to the family of Senator John McCain. Our hearts and prayers are with you." You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
In Fort Worth, Texas.
What we have right now is a passenger train versus a semi-truck.
Firefighter Mike Drevdahl says it appears the truck exploded on contact with the train. At least two people were reported killed. Several others were injured. 11 people were taken to the hospital. There's no official word yet on what caused the crash. A U.S. district judge has tossed out key provisions of an effort by President Trump to make it easier to terminate federal employees. The judge ruled that the president has the authority to issue executive orders relating to federal labor relations, including three he issued in May that the administration said would make it easier for agencies to fire workers who performed poorly. But the judge also said presidential orders cannot eviscerate the right to bargain collectively. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Election officials in a Georgia county have made the decision to scrap a widely condemned proposal regarding elections. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
It would have eliminated most of the polling places in a majority black county in Georgia. The elections board, though, saying it's voted against the plan to close 7 of 9 voting locations in that rural county. Officials say an independent consultant had earlier recommended the consolidation as a way to save money, and that the consultant has since been fired. That firm had claimed during public meetings the 7 polling places slated for closure should be closed because they don't comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former Trump Tower doorman says he's been released from a contract with America Media Inc., and now he can discuss claims about President Trump that he had been prohibited from revealing. The former Trump Tower doorman has received $30,000 during the presidential race in exchange for his silence about what he says he knows of an alleged affair that the president had years ago with his former housekeeper. The doorman claims that his relationship with her produced a child. America Media Inc. CEO David Pecker has been given immunity by federal prosecutors looking into former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's allegations that candidate Trump directed him to violate federal election laws. For USA Radio News,